one. So we should try to serve Krishna in the guidance of Srimati Radhika. Our Gurudev is also like Baladev Prabhu and Srimati. As we see in Jaiva Dharma, you remember Jaiva Dharma?
Mm-hmm.
Brajanath and
Vijay
Kumar. Vijay Kumar saw his Gurudev, Gopal Guru, as Lalita Vishakha. And Brajanath saw him as
Subal
Sridham. In one is Gurudev, but they saw like this. So here he has told that Asya Vigraha is Gurudev. But bona fide Gurudev, not doing party and all politics and other things. If he is doing, he should be rejected at once. No politics. Saral. Very simple. So we should not try to be party feelings and all other things. Swamiji has no politics, I know. From beginning, he went door to door. Even those who are drunkards, no belief in Krishna, no belief in any, but he went to door, like Nityananda Prabhu. So we should be simple like him. Only one object, no other object. Only object is to serve Krishna and to Srimati Radhika, Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So only one this object. You tell that you are telling Gaur Chandra and also Radha and Krishna, how it will be? You should think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna and Radha. One thing. So, he is telling that you should not quarrel among yourself. Under the guidance of Holy Master, you should always try to serve Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. You should see that we have come to this world and we are lacking so many things. There are so many problems. But we have not come to solve all these problems and to gather and to have collected all these things which were one. What is the moral object that we should to be solved? And by that, everything, every problems, every sufferings, ego, anger, everything will be solved. By only doing. What is that? Krishna consciousness. Only that. There are so many diseases. We want so much money. Also we have so many problems. We have to do like this. What is this?
Scratch.
A scratch.
Scratching.
Ego, that.
Itch.
Itch.
Scratching the itch.
It looks like very better. Oh, how tasteful. But our Guru Maharaj was giving example of this itching. That it is tested, oh, very much, here, there. But it is a rogue disease. So, if you are gathering, collecting all these things to solve our problems by worldly all these things for sense gratification, it will make more problems. We should not think that, oh, I have nothing to eat, nothing to
wear,
cloth. We should at first collect all these things, then chant Hare Krishna. Without this, we cannot chant. No, we should not think like this. Chant Hare Krishna. And you should always have a very strong thing that Krishna will see. He will manage everything. He has written and promised that on those who will surrender unto me, I will look after them. So we will have to very confidence in this. So you cannot solve anything, but if you are surrendered to Krishna and serving Krishna, that everything will be solved forever. And if you are going to solve all these things, then I will chant Hari name. You cannot solve. You cannot be happy. You should have a very strong belief on Krishna. This is the door to enter in bhakti realm, and that is called Saranagati. Kya Saranagati?
Surrender.
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 Krishna must, surely he will give all things we require. So we should take only things which are favorable for bhakti. Reject all things which are not favorable for bhakti. Very strong desire. And you should also know, you should understand that always Krishna is supporting and nourishing us. He has given birth, he has given sadhu sangha, he has given Shuddha Gurudev, everything he has given. He has given body, we have not made this body. Any scientist and whole world cannot make an ant leg even. They cannot do anything. So we should know that Krishna is always supporting us, giving everything. He has given this very strong intelligence, everything. And so beautiful body. This body. We are not lame, we are not blind. Krishna has arranged everything. And not by luck. Krishna has arranged a very bona fide guru like Swamiji to you all. To me also, the sannyas guru of Swamiji. So we are very fortunate. So much fortunate. Anyone has not arranged, only Krishna has arranged. You should always. So he will arrange everything. Don't forget this thing. And then give yourself, surrender yourself. What is yourself? This body, this mind, soul, everything. Sometimes we tell in words that, oh Gurudev, I surrender to you. But actually when we will see that he is not surrender. How? If our surrender to Gurudev, then why you are bothering for your these all problems? Why you not give all things to him? Because you have no faith. You have no faith. Oh, I am doing this thing. I will make a farm. I will have so many cows. And then everything will be so favorable. And then I will sit and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But if you are doing so and so many cows are dead, then what to do? Every cows are dead. What will to do? So, we should not see that what will be tomorrow. let it come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Be always in Vartaman.
Present.
Like all, who supported Rup Sanatan in very dense forests? Who supported? Who saved the Prahlad Maharaj? So always think, Prabhupada or our Guruji is here with me. Krishna is always here. You should not think that Krishna is not here or Guruji is not here. He has died and Krishna has passed. You should not see like this. Krishna is everywhere, in each atoms, and saving all things. He is creating. He is God, you know, God. God means G, generator. O,
operator.
D,
destroyer.
Why you are going to be all these things? I will create something. I will observe.
Operate.
Oh, we are controlling all. I saw in the way coming from where we are? Leicester.
Birmingham. Now you're in Leicester.
Birmingham. Controlling room. We are controlling anything. We should not be controllers. Krishna is actually the controller. And we are controlled. We are bound to be controlled. Either by Maya or either by Krishna. If you are not controlled by Krishna, then you will have to be controlled by Maya. Now Maya is controlling us. We are controller, Maya makes it. So we are not controller. So he is telling that don't try to make all these things, that everything should come favorable to our life. We will arrange everything. We have no money, we have no beautiful girls to marry, we have no good husbands, no big rooms, houses, and telephones, cars. Don't go. You should think this. What is the object and aim of the life and sadhana? Whole energy should be spent on this. Not a very short energy should be given to all. This is called surrender to Krishna. Saranagati. If there is no saranagati, no bhakti. The door is closed. And if you have surrendered and actually following 6 principles, then the door is opened and we will enter in the bhakti realm. You should note all these things very carefully. What Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is telling. We should see, also understand that this body will go tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 10 years, after 100 years. But it will go shortly. If this body is rotten, cancer has come in our body, tuberculosis. Now, in the days,
AIDS
are coming, new rules. And we cannot survive from all these things. If cancer comes, AIDS comes, he will never. What to do? If at that time this is rotten, and any what?
Sores?
Leprosy.
Jadivo. Leprosy. And other things had come. Everything white. Coming rush.
Pus.
Pus and everything. And makhiya battering.
Bees
are hemorrhaging here.
Flies.
Bad smell is coming. Tools are there. Making tools and urine. Even that, in that condition if you will keep. Oh Krishna, I have surrendered this. My body, my soul, my everything. Krishna will accept. No one can accept you. Whether he will be wife, husband, father, mother, anyone cannot accept. But he will accept all these things. So why you should not give in whole energy in this thing? What you are doing? Spending your whole energy, whole life, lakhs and lakhs, but you are spending your whole energies. When the world was first created, when first Brahma came, and since then we are here in this world, roaming here and there. In the ocean of birth and death, but we are making no solution at all. Problems are there. More problems are coming like waves in sea. But even we want to make these problems easy, but it will not be. If whole energy, whole strength, everything will be given in Krishna, then it will come. So we should try. It has been told that one who tells one time Krishna, Krishna, by this namabhas, also one can be
liberated.
But even he can have liberation, may have, but no happiness. He will like just a stone. Whether it is happiness or sorrow or anything, you will break the stones, nothing, no realization. Salvation is like a course. Any Vaishnava or any intelligent person doesn't want these things. No happy, nothing there. So, he is telling that we should realize what is the aim and object of our life. If it is done, then everything, our life is successful. And if not, we have accepted our Gurudev as a fun.
As a joke.
As a joke. Like we keep a dog in our houses. Dog is necessary to wash the house. So Gurudev is also in India like so. A Gurudev shall be. Without Gurudev, anyone cannot take his touching water. So he must be taken. Understand what I told? In India, if you are not be initiated by anyone, who should be? Anyone please. Then they will not take your water in cooking or drinking or anything. So we should must be initiated. So cool guru are coming. Cool guru, you know?
Family guru.
They will not do. Prabhupada has told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Family guru will not do anything. They cannot help us. Bona fide guru, bona fide devotees can help. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. He has told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told him his Sikshastak, first slok. Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is our Upasya. Upasya?
Worshipable deity.
Only one worshipable. This Krishna Sankirtanam. Krishna Sankirtanam is sadhya and sadhana both. When we are so lower, then it is like sadhana. And when it is realized, then this name becomes Krishna. You know the history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he raced to Kashi Varanasi. The holy master of 60,000 Mayavadi sannyasi, so learned, one of the most learned person at that time in whole India. His name was Prakashananda Saraswati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought to that council, and he sat where they used to wash pigs, and they were sitting on a very high
platform,
all with dunds, all like so. No? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very
humbly
there, where people used to wash their feet. Prakashananda called him, oh, why you are sitting there? You are sannyasi in our line. So you should come, come on, come on. And he went there and he catch hold of his hands and brought him there on the platform. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am not qualified to come and sit in your assembly. I am very foolish person. No. I will give you very renowned, I will change your this renounce order. And I bring in Saraswati or any upadhi. You are Bharti, you are so inferior. And you should retry to Vedanta. He told that, I am not qualified for this. I am very foolish person. I don't know ABCD of Sanskrit. You should not weep, you should not dance, we should not roll down on the earth. These are the symptoms of ladies.
Sentimentalist.
Sentimentalist. Sentimentalist, yes. We should not do. These are three taryatrika.
Forbidden.
Three things.
Forbidden.
Forbidden.
Prohibited.
Prohibited. And it is prohibited for renounce order or sannyasi or brahmachari, for any devotee, to dance, to sing, and to
cry.
Play musical instruments.
That's what. But I'm saying that you are doing all these things. So you should try to give up all these things and come in our line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, I am so foolish. I went to my Gurudev. Guru Maharaj kindly accepted me as his disciple and told, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyatha. He told who he was, Ishwar Puripad. He told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling. He told me that you should always chant Harinam. And he gave a mantra to me, and that was Gopal mantra. I returned, and in a very lonely place, I began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And after that, I began to remember my mantra, Gopal mantra. In few days I saw that this mantra has become a very beautiful 14 years is some blackish. There is no example in whole world for his beauty. So sweet, playing on floors, seeing from the corner of his eyes, and he charmed me. I went, stood up, and began to run after him, and he slowly
disappeared,
playing on the floor, sing towards me three times crooked, and he began to
walk behind,
but sing me. When I was to touch, he at once went crooked, and at last behind a tree he vanished. I fell flat and began to cry, weep. After some time, I saw that again this boy has come. And began to laugh again. And again ran to her to catch hold and to embrace. Then I was laughing and going towards him again, going here and there, he vanished. Again I began to. So when I do kirtan, Hare Krishna, I say this, I always see that boy. He's in our form. Then I began to laugh, and then I see that he disappeared. Then I began to
cry.
And sometimes I began to dance like this. What is this? After that, an argument was done between two. He told that God is selfless. And he was saying that he, as a age of 14th, he has shape. He has no shape at all.
Yeah.
That old preceptor,
Prakashananda,
at last Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, defeated him by so examples from Veda, Upanishad. हाँ हो गया हो गया हो गया है भाई आप चिंता मत करो अभी मर नहीं गया कितना टाइम हुआ व्हाट इज द टाइम
40 मिनट हो गए 12:30 12:15
इट वाज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल थिंग आई वांटेड टू रीड बट ओनली वन इज एक्सप्लेन सो वी विल बी हियर फॉर 4 days परहैप्स आई वांट दैट आई विल गिव सम टाइम मोर इन मॉर्निंग दिस and we will discuss all these things and try to make all these things and to develop our Krishna consciousness. I think that will surely develop your Krishna consciousness. They will help so much. These are the missions of Siddha Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. These are. So we want to serve him, we should follow all these things. He has written in his books all these things. So today, Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande.
Can I ask one question? You said that the devotee wants to offer nice things to his guru and to Krishna. But you said we should offer our problems to guru and our diseased body to Krishna. Can you explain that?
Like fire. Anything bad thing we give to fire, it burns away. And she is always pure and gives light here and everything, energy to us. So Gurudev is like this. We have so many things, it has to burn and give up. We cannot give up by our practices, but if Krishna and Guru is merciful to us, in no time they will be solved and they will go. So we are giving this thing. We are not giving all these problems to Krishna, to Gurudev, and Krishna that he will be in problem. These are not problem, whether he is wo srishti kar raha hai,
creator.
He is creator of lakhs and lakhs worlds, this is no problem. Shri Krishna. First realize, then preach. Then it is bhakti. And if you are not realizing anything and only preaching, then it is karma. You are taking the name, chanting of name also like that. So try to know all these things. First, realize first. Then you should do upakar. Upakar?
Welfare.
First you should know that who am I, who is you, who is Krishna. And then you should preach. Otherwise not. It will be only karma. So everything which we are doing, not we are distributing Gita, but we are not testing. Then what is this?
We are not taking any drop. It is like an ash. He carries out so many things, but cannot test anything. So, we should know what is Gita, what is in Gita, what Krishna has given in Gita and Bhagavatam. And then this devotee. Oh, very good. This is service, Krishna. But you are not doing nothing. I remember I have read in any book of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. Mere distributing book. It is not service, but it can add something, like Sukriti something. Something Sukriti. It is not fruitless. We should do. But we should try to know the essence, some and substance, what are we going to do. So we should see Gita, Srimad Bhagavat. You can come here. So we should try to take the sum and substance of the Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. What is this? No? What is in this? What is Gopi love? What is Sakharash? What is all these things? Why you are reading all these books? We should know first. And then try to help others. Then it is a good preaching and it is bhakti himself. Otherwise no bhakti. We should try. We are distributing books for 100,000 births. It will add. It may be that some Sukriti bees will be there. And by the sadhu sangha you can gradually come in line. But we have not to lose our time in only in this. We'll have to know what is Krishna, who is Krishna, what is bhakti, how to develop bhakti. We should know all these things. And then you can preach anything. What is this? This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone may ask that what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, I don't know what it is. Then what is the use? Oh, Bhagavat, the characteristics of Krishna is there. How to attain Krishna love actually in this thing? What are the glorification of name by Ajamil? You will have to know. What is the essence of Chitraketu Maharaj? Katha, Harikatha.
History of Vittasya.
We should know all these things. Then we can preach, we can give all these things. And the persons who are taking all these books, oh, very good books, so much things in this. Otherwise they will take you, because you are paying, one book you should take. They will take, but they will keep in what?
Cupboard.
In the dust room. Anywhere. What is called?
Cupboard.
Dustbin.
Dustbin. And after that, that will go to market and it will sell in the raddi kagaj. Raddi kagaj?
Second hand paper.
No, no. Raddi. Raddi? You know? Useless papers. I know so many persons. If you go to them, what you want? I want that you should take some Gita. Total, oh, 100. I am ordering you 100. And you should distribute. What is this? He has no time to read all these things. You should tell that what is in Gita. If you read Gita, your life will be successful. These things are in Gita. Then he will read and this. No? He is telling Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, those who are feeling so much separation, when Krishna went to Mathura, those who are feeling separation. Who are feeling so much separation? Brajavasi. To serve is our duty. Most high class of service is that. To serve the person, devotees, who are feeling so much separation for Krishna. When Krishna went to Mathura. Who are they? Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Subal, Sridham, and the gopis. How to serve them? Be contact, in the contact of very high class of sadhu sangha. Then you should try to give your energy to hear sadhu sangha. This is sadhu sangha. No cost and greed, nothing. So we should try to follow all these things. We'll have to develop our Krishna consciousness. We should try to go in sadhu sangha where our this Krishna prem develops. Otherwise, no sadhu sangha. What to do? How to manage? How to order? How to control all? How to make money because the centers are not running well? Oh, we should make a plan for 100 crores of rupees, a very big center, so many cows, lakhs and lakhs cows will be there. I have not heard that Rupa Goswami has any cow. And if you will serve cows, then you will have to be next death cow. If you will serve dogs, and then you will have to come in next birth as a dog. As Bhart Maharaj has so much favor for his deer. And he became deer. So we should try to meditate, chant, and all these things as a Rupa Goswami, as Raghunath Das Goswami. You cannot be qualified like Rupa Goswami in first beginning, but we'll have to try, or our object will be to attain all these things. Their object should be there. Then gradually, by serving cows, because cow gives milk for Krishna, she should be served, but not whole energy should be given there. There is a flower. It is taken and given to Krishna and Gurudev. It is good thing, it is bhakti. But your whole life is going to be gardener and growing all flowers, whole time, whole energy is given. Not in sadhu sangha, then useless. Very like a very sukriti like this. We can do something, chanting, remembering, certainly growing flowers also, vegetables also. But we'll have to try to go with whole energy gradually in sadhu sangha and to develop our Krishna consciousness. And for this reason, our whole Acharya Parampara, whole disciplic orders has come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this thing, not for all these things. They are mixing bhakti plus karma, bhakti plus jnana. So there are Mishra Bhakti to plan, to cows, save cows, all these are. We should know. What is Shuddha Vishuddha Bhakti? Not Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Mixing something there. Karma, jnana, Mishra Bhakti. That is Mishra Bhakti?
Mixed.
Mixing. Karma and jnana. But it has been prohibited by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma adi anapratam. It should be so pure. So we should try. Otherwise, my life will go in vain. If you want to develop our Krishna consciousness. Then don't try to please all. If have no place, you can come or you can be there. You should try to hear. If you want to develop our Krishna consciousness, then we'll have to not to please the people. I will please the people. It cannot be. No? You should try to please Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, and the pure devotees, and Radha and Krishna. That will do. If Krishna is pleased, everyone will be pleased. If Krishna is not pleased, anyone cannot be pleased. This is the theory. Understand? So we should do like this. We want to be, we prefer to be animals, birds, insects, for lakhs and lakhs bodies, for lakhs and lakhs births in all these things. But we don't want to take the help of kapatata.
Hypocrisy.
Understand? We should not be hypocrisy.
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 Hypocritical.
Yes.
Kapati. Kapati.
Don't try to do.
Kapati.
Don't want to cheat anyone. By money, by controlling, by all means, by hiding truth, we should not do. If we are going to animal body or any body other, but yet I will go, prefer to go, but I don't want to prefer to be kapati dhota. Kapati. Kapati means hata krishi. Political, politicians and all of that. But what in one sentence, what I told?
It's clear, we should not be hypocrites.
Huh.
Better to remain in lower species
yes,
of life than to be hypocrites and have cunning behavior.
Yes, this is the thing.
Better be a humble animal than a crooked.
Yes, and a dog will be, oh, come on, dog will come. He will never cheat dogs. So nowadays, all are having one dog's own dogs, every, each homes. But man can't be cheated. So we should be very, very careful about this. Those who are not kapati, those who are saral,
simple,
they are Vaishnav. And if they are not simple, you can come here. I was watching for you, so waiting for you, so I was watching that the devotees from Holland have not come. Now you have come. Come on, there are so many places. I was so waiting for you, long time. Now those who are simple, not keeping anything here, inner and outer anything. Don't have two mouths and two hearts. Oh, you are very good friend of mine. And he will, when he is going outer, this, he is a very wicked person. I not like. अंदर और बाहर दोनों एक होना चाहिए. What is inner? That should be outer. Both one. No? If you can turn the tendency of any jeev, soul, what conditioned soul, if you can change that direction of mind towards Krishna, then it is more superior than to erect so many hospitals, lakhs and lakhs hospitals. to make so many colleges, lakhs and lakh colleges, and to give charity whole world's wealth. Understand? To change the mode of any jeev towards Krishna, towards Gurudev, towards bona fide Vaishnavas. It is so most
auspicious.
So superior. So much superior.
It can give Krishna. But lakhs and lakhs hospitals, education centers, charity homes, Gandhi ashram, I saw anywhere for olds.
Yesterday,
they cannot help us a little bit. Who is telling all these things? From where he is telling? From epic Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. From Vedanta and Usas, he has quoted all. So, if you want to help you, then try to follow all these things. And where these things are found, you should think that this is satsanga. Not controlling, not doing anything, but policy and hypocrisy and all the other things. Give at once that thing. And come in direct line of sadhu sangha. We have not come to be here in hereditary line. This is my house.
What
he wants? You can sit here.
Okay, do you sit here? Harry?
Oh, he want to go to you?
Daddy, it's Kapita.
Kinka? Oh, very good. We have our houses are not hereditary. Our garden or everything, anything are not hereditary. We have not come to test for always. We'll have to give up this earth, this body. Very soon. We don't know when we'll have to go. So try to do always chant Hare Krishna and sing Hare Krishna, do Kirtan of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It's Hari Katha. That is separate place.
And if he being in Vrindavan, no Hari Katha, always testing worldly things, not Vrindavan. Today we are in Vrindavan, actually. You should know. Actually Vrindavan. Because you are not remembering anything besides what I am telling. Only this place has been kept and open only for my words.
No?
We are not thinking anything. Now I will. You should remember all these things and try to practice it in your life. Then your life is successful. Otherwise, your life will not be successful. What is the time now?
11 o'clock. 11? 12 o'clock.
12? That's very good.
10 o'clock.
Yeah. Then we have now 40 minutes?
30 minutes.
40?
30.
30. 1 hour more.
Yeah. 1 hour. Very good.
What is telling? Ordering father? Come on now.
Drink and toilet.
Give to her mother. Where is her?
Yeah, I can take him. It's no problem.
Yes, you should take. And come on, very soon.
Okay.
Let's
drink his
mother. She told me, yes, I know. How you knew that he is the servant of Krishna? Dut of Krishna? Oh, I know. Why? How we know? Have you seen him? Never. Never I have seen. So how you recognize? I recognize that my eyes may cheat us. me, but my nose cannot see. And
smelling
the fragrance of Krishna body. The same fragrance which used to come, we smell in Krishna body. In his Vaijanti Mala and his Pitambar. It is not these servants, Pitambar, Vaijanti and all of things. Perhaps it was used by Krishna and given by him to this servant. So he must be the servant of Krishna. My nose cannot cheat us. So I know the same fragrance that used to come when we were in front of Krishna. Then he came to gopis, the Lord Mani gopis, the servants of gopis. Gopis, they took Uddhava nearer to Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika at that time, lying down on the lotus flowers, bed of lotus flowers. And she was given so malai, chandan everywhere, but all taken, at once dry. Whether their life and soul in Srimati Radhika or not, Lalita took some cotton and gave it here. So that very little linen thing coming, swash per swash, yeah.
Breath
also.
Respiration.
She was remembering a bee has come here. She was remembering that Krishna cannot be without any female. Without Kishori he cannot live. A moment. So in Mathura, he was lying down on Nandagaon in Ashok Uddhav Kyari. But she was seeing that in Mathura, Krishna is with so many
ladies.
And one after another, all are being Manavati.
Angry with Krishna.
Not angry, but like angry.
Okay.
Krishna serves one, again another becomes angry. In like manner. And let's Gopi, Jadu ladies were there. Krishna always engaged. And she became Srimati Radhika. At once seeing this, she became envious. And in the same moment, Krishna took the shape of any bee. And he was coming. And he wanted to enter in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, taking his feet, her feet, like lotus. Then he became furious and told, go back to Madhupuri. Madhupokitava bandho maas vishang grishapatna. You should go at once to Madhupuri. Madhu means
honey
and wine. Just go to honey, where wholesale money
dealer
is Krishna there. Madhupakitava bandho maasti sangri. You should go. You don't know how to come to any Manavati gopi. Manavati, you know?
Gopi in a sulky mood.
Like angry.
Sulky.
Why you have come here? Drinking so much? Wine from your master, he is a wholesale dealer, and you have gone there and from coming from him. He has taught anything to please us, but we are not in that mood. Go back. Then he began to hammer.
Hum.
began to hum.
Humming.
Humming. Srimati Radhika thought that he is doing prayer and asking me, O Swamini, Swamini?
Mistress.
Mistress. Madam. Mm-hmm. Oh, madam. Why you are so angry? I have not taken any wine or anything. I'm not a dut of anyone.
Messenger
of anyone. I am B. But I have come from Krishna and he has told that you shouldn't be angry with me. I am always servant of you. He told that you should go back. Don't
come near my feet.
Touch my feet, because you are apavitra.
Unreliable.
Impure. I will try to explain another that I want to explain first how Uddhava has glorified them. At that thing we should try to hear. Pasham ho charanarenu jusham ham syam. Kvemai striyo banachari vyabhichara dushta. This slok I want to. Femaya vanachari vyabhichara dushta krishne cha kaisa paramatmani rudh bhava nanishwarana bhajate abhidhisho api sakshat sreyastanoti agadaraj yuopi yukta. You know, Uddhava was glorifying to gopis. Oh, you are the highest devotee of Krishna. Krishna cannot repay you. He has told himself. So I bow down to your lotus feet. I want to glorify you, but I cannot touch your, I'm not qualified to touch your feet. What to touch of, telling of touch to lotus feet? I'm not qualified to touch any feet dust of your feet dust. I wanted to, but I cannot. So you are so high, beloved of Krishna. Those who don't serve Krishna, they may be chaste. Ladies like Arundhati, like Parvati, like anyone in this world. But they are not chaste. But those who are serving Krishna, only they are chaste. So you are chaste, ladies. And all others are? What?
Unchaste.
Unchaste. Like vyabhicharini, like prostitute, having so many husbands in so many births. The chaste ladies who? Only he has husband Krishna, no other. We are bound to be in this world by this bodily, we are married to anyone. And after that, again to another. But Krishna is our husband, we should know. He is our beloved. Those who are not thinking like this, they are like prostitutes. And those who are adopting and giving, divorcing and taking so many times in this birth, like 40, 20. I have heard that a person of 100 years, he married again. And next day, his body was going to be buried. So those who are not serving Krishna, at one pointed, you know, only to Krishna. And whether he will be male or female, they are like prostitutes. If you are knowing Krishna, who is Krishna, but yet loving him, then we can have very, very pure loving love to that. How? In India, if a serpent cuts, bites anyone, then he becomes a murchi.
Senseless.
Unconscious. And some thing coming from mouth. And he will die soon. But if anyone takes that person to any mantravid, those who knows
mantra,
he will merely clap like this, or like this, and at once he will close his eyes and become
open his eyes,
and he will be in senses, and he will be cured. I have seen myself, a snake bite my mother, and she was dead, actually dead. Then I was a very little child of 5 or 6. They carried him on a
palanquin,
cot,
stretcher.
And he was also related to me, to us. He was Mama, you know.
Maternal uncle.
And he was Brahmachari, age 80 years, but rich and so much solid. At once he did some miracle like this, 1, 2, 3. And she opened
her eyes.
And became.
Came back to consciousness.
Again she was carried to home. So the effect of the mantra and aushadhi, we don't know. What is this? By what this, but what and what things this medicine has been prepared. But if you eat it, the disease will go away. So if we don't know the action of Krishna name and Krishna, but yet there will be some result. As by mantra and aushadhi means medicine. So, if he don't know Krishna, who is he? And if Gopi was not knowing, they were only knowing that Krishna is Nand Baba's son, Yashoda's son. He was a personality of Godhead,
Supreme.
They never thought it. But yet, they have so much affection, love for Krishna. And they have Rudha Bhav, Mahabhav. I will explain Rudha Bhav another day something. If you will be qualified to hear all these things. So, I am giving some outlines only to have a greed that you have agreed to serve Krishna in same way as gopis. And if you have some greed, you will be so much
fortunate.
Now our time has over.
No, 12:30.
12:25.
Then we should stop today. And again tomorrow we'll discuss and go in the same line. So try to become bona fide Vaishnava. Sincere. No hypocrisy, no kapatta. Our whole energy should be engaged in developing our Krishna consciousness. Having no sight here and there, only
state
forward.
For?
People.
And for?
People.
Not here. You are saying mouth? No. You are saying the body? No. You are seeing whole eyes? No. What you are seeing?
Only pupils.
Yes, he aimed and his aim was correct.
He was successful.
So the aim and object of this or sadhana bhajan be like so. Gaur Pramanand. I told so many things which are so important. Perhaps English knowing devotees could not follow. Only Hindi knowing can could have been followed. You can know the Prabhu can speak what I spoke there, and they should know the glorification of Harinam. So now I am coming. What we began to tell yesterday in morning class, I was telling something about Uddhava and Gopi. So, let me take it something. Gopis and Uddhav met in Nandagaon. Uddhav carry Gopis told to Uddhav first, "Oh, you are very dear to Krishna, we know. You are a messenger of Krishna, you know. So you should know all the moods of Krishna. We want to question you that can you tell that our affection to Krishna, our love to Krishna was so pure without any cause, causeless. Anna bilashita sunyam. We are not we were not wanting any gain from Krishna, and Krishna affection to us was also so pure, causeless. But if that was so pure, our loving it to each other, then why it break down? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Why it was broken? If pure affection love is there, having no more to gain anything, and swarthless,
not self-interested,
not self-interest, then how it? It is absurd. But why? Can you tell? Uddha was looking
down.
He could not answer. Krishna cannot answer Gopi's questions. How this Mathura fellow will answer? He was in a proud that I am so
learned,
and so high class of learned. I know so many philosophies, but here he thought that I am not able to be or qualified to be a student in Gopi's classes. Here he realized. So he, Gopi still, oh, you cannot tell? Then here, something. There are two kinds of love, affections. One pure and other impure, which is not pure. The prem, the love, which wants any gain, worldly or anything, it is not pure. No. Like Kumbhi, Sri Sukrita, like the persons which are so selfish and coming,
lusty.
They only want to love any beautiful lady, and they will enjoy and give up. They will never go to again to come to go there, not to love them. This is not pure. Like that person of Mathura, bees in morning they fly to one flower. Oh, you should sit so patiently. You should take your seat in your mother's lap so calmly.
Calm and quiet.
Then Gopi is told to the bees black like that black. They were not wanting to take the name of that black. So they are telling black. They cannot take Krishna. So they are telling like this. They become mad taking madhu, sweets from each
flower.
And again they fly to other. They never return to
same flower.
In the same way, that black come thinking we are flowers, and he tested and went to Mathura, and now he is testing, he has become so mad that he cannot now judge that this flower is sweet or this flower is bitter, this flower is twisted or this is very good, so beautiful. Not. So he meant the flower in Mathura who was so twisted or
crooked.
Kubja.
Krishna cannot have judged that she is whether actually loving or not. She wants something gain or not. We were not in the mood that we should gain something. But she wanted. And even she flew and said to that. So, this is not your prem. You know, the Ganika?
Prostitute.
The prostitutes used to take all the money, everything from Kami Purush.
Lusty man.
And then that lusty man becomes a street beggar. And then these men, women,
prostitutes
would reject.
Reject. And they can never come. This affection or love of this prostitute is not pure, not bona fide. When a king becomes kingless, kingdomless, and he has not power anything, not in power, then all the praja,
citizens,
give up them. Then they don't do like this. They reject that thing. And if again he comes in power, again saluting and doing so much, welcome, welcome. The students go to their guru home, no? And they have learned everything from their acharya to their teachers, from their guru. They return to their home and never take care and never remind that guru again in their life. No connection. Understand? Because the gain has been has received, nothing to do. When a fire sacrifice is going on, those who are being swaha, they are called ritvika. They will do everything for you. But eyes, one eye is there and other eye is on money. But they will pay money, they will at once return. Oh, my boys are so hungry, they want me, I have no time. And if you will not give dakshina, then they will wait. They will wait so many hours and hours. But as soon as they have received their dakshina, Lakshmi, they at once. You know, the beggars in India, I don't know where, but now so many beggars in Western country also. But they will not be pleased by $1, $2. They will be millions of dollars. So be. No? When that big alms are given, he at once be in his car and drive back and fly away. Understand? If there is a tree, it is so green,
and there are so many fruits on that tree. So many birds will come and take shelter. But anyhow, the tree is dried. There are no leaves, no fruits there, no shadow.
Shade.
Then all birds will go away to another tree. The love for, affection for tree was not pure. That is why they. There is a very dense forest, and in that forest there are so many deer. When they will see that there is fire in that forest, all will go another, anywhere else, not there. Jaram bhuktva. Jar means?
Lusty person.
They will affection, they will still, I am my life and soul, you are my life and soul. I will never give up you. But when they will have their lust,
satisfied.
Not such that they can live life and life. But for a moment. They will never see towards that. She dies or now he is living. Let's see. Uddhava, can you tell? Your friend is in what class? Whether he has pure affection for us or he was like among all this. Uddhava is thinking. But he is not getting anything here that can be replied. He was doing like those, you know?
Scratching his head.
Uddhava, you cannot reply. You should go to your master. He knows many, so many tricks, and he can cheat anyone. So you can go to him and ask the answer. Uddhava is also thinking that if I will go to Krishna, what he will tell? I think that he cannot reply, because if he be in a position to reply, then he would have told me anything, but he has not told anything. Uddhava, you know that we have given up all wealth, reputation, Vedic dharma. We have left our husbands, also our shame. Shame is most important than all ladies. Then they can give up their heads, life, but they cannot give up shame. They are telling of that time, not of that time. I have heard anywhere that in London there are so many women become naked, and there are slogans going on. Not like this.
Demonstration,
yes. They can't do anything. But in Indian culture, Vedic culture, they can give up their heads, life and everything to save their shame. Like Draupadi, you know of so many ladies, lakhs and lakhs ladies, when Allah of the Khilji, Mohammedan king, came to have all these Rajkumaris, princess, they made very big fire. What? बहुत बड़ा भारी चीता बनाया
fire
and they jumped up and they were all burnt. This is Vaidic culture. But we are given that shame also. We are given of chasteness. Everything for Krishna. Krishna used to tell that I am like same as you are. But Krishna went to Mathura, leaving all us here. Why it become Buddha? Can you reply? You can go and ask. That Brahma. He was not seeing Uddhava. He was seeing only
black
bee. And he is telling, as the dut of Krishna, she told that black bee, O messenger, at once return. Don't delay. If Krishna leaves us, he can leave, forget. Why can we not forget and leave Krishna? We also can do this, but they cannot do. But tell him that if Krishna may forget, we also may forget. We are not to worry for Krishna, that black fellow. Sakit adhar sudhang swang mohini paita sumanasiva sabdastat tajesmana bhavatrik paricharit katham tatpadam padmam tupadmam hitavati hit cheta uttam sloka jalpai. We know that black like you, same thing. Like you test one flower and then fly to other, to other. Krishna like so. He only one times to cover other rush.
Nectar of the lips.
Months. And we became mad. So go back there. Now we have known everything. He tells so many sweet
words,
never follows. So now we have become so intelligent. Now we are not going to
meet him.
Compromise. Mm. Not meeting. We are not going to compromise him. Then bee was brammering, humming. Srimati Radhika told, oh yes, I know what you are going to tell. You cannot tell like this. Oh, you are telling this, that Krishna is uttam shloka. He is so marvelous. She is so pure as anything. So that Brahma, Shankar, all pray him. And Lakshmi Devi wants to serve Krishna and always serving. Why you are telling abusing Krishna? You should not. Krishna is so pure. You should not abuse him. Then Srimati Radhika at once told that you don't know, we know. You know from beginning when we are child, and he was also child. So know we everything. Don't flatter and don't make Krishna so glorified. We know heart and soul of Krishna, that black person. If you are telling that Lakshmi, being the wife
of
Narayan. And he is so pure, bona fide, and chaste lady. If he loves Krishna and serves Krishna, then why you are rejecting? It is not good. Oh, you are telling this? Then hear my
reply.
Answer, reply. Lakshmi is so innocent. And she has no
intelligence.
Without intelligence. She does not, she never know who is Krishna, how he is. He has heard from munis and rishis, but she has not met to us. We want to tell that she does not, she never know who is Krishna, how he is. He has heard from munis and rishis, but she has not met to us. We want to tell that we know that black person. We have no faith on him. He only tells very sweet, sweet words. Not more than that. Lakshmi can be involved in Krishna these sweet words. Theek hai?
She can be deceived.
She can be deceived. And he can trust Krishna. But we know who is Krishna. So, go back to Krishna. You know? Then he again try to humming.
Yes.
Again. Oh, stop. I understand what you want to tell. If your Prabhuji, your master is so pure, bona fide, and only we are abusing, you are understanding. But the fact is clear. You don't know, but we know from Yogamaya, Purnamasi, and Gargacharya we have heard. That the same person, a black person, was in Treta Yuga. A black person, same like him. He is taking floats, and by floats he hatya karta hai.
Kills
everyone by his floats. And that black was hunting by arrow and so bow and barrels. Only did they to see. He was also black. So, Meguru Kapendram Pepyade Lupta Dharma. He went to forest to follow his father's word with his dearest wife and dearest brother, Lakshman and Sita. Also, he took his bow and arrows here, and the hairs not curved like Krishna, but they were
twisted
in a knot.
And give some flowers here. And his wife all was also Sita Devi. All went to forest. If he was actually sadhu, bona fide, then why to carry bows and orders? He should have left in his Ajodhya, but he did not left. In a shape of sadhu, he was not actually sadhu. If he was sadhu, then why he killed Bali? You know Bali? Mm-hmm. Bali was a monkey, Sugriv and Bali. They are fighting with for any lady. Bali was elder and Sugriv was younger. Bali took his wife, younger brother's wife, and made his wife. Sugriv told that, you should return my wife. He told that, you can take by your force. Then they began to quarrel. Sugriv was defeated. And Bali told that, if you will come to me again, I will smash you. Bali was so. Sugriv was in fear and in worry. When Ram came nearer, he had a friendship with Ram.